Who's coming out next?
Brian, obviously from a teammate standpoint and the guy that knows him back to the Atlanta days, just thoughts on opening camp without Dustin?
Yeah, it's tough not to have him here. Obviously, we'd all like him here, but you know, all we can do right now is be there for him as a friend. And yeah, I mean, like I said, it'd be nice to have him here. We want him here, but you know, he's got some personal stuff to attend to.
From your standpoint, coming into today, what's this day of fitness testing like?
It kind of gets repetitive after a while. I feel like, I mean, we've done pretty similar tests the last 5 or 6 years, so you have a good understanding of what it's going to feel like and what it's going to be like. And when you get out there, it's, you know, all those things come rushing back. And yeah, I think the real first day is tomorrow when we start practicing. So I'm looking forward to that.
So the fact that Kyle and Patrick aren't here, I mean, how different does that make this camp, and especially the opportunities that should be there for some people?
Good job. Yeah, it's definitely going to have a different feel. You know, I think the biggest thing is the, you know, it throws off the lines a bit. So, yeah, it gives the chances or coaches a chance to mix things up and try out some combinations. And, you know, obviously we can't wait till those guys are back. But, yeah, it definitely gives some guys, you know, some chances to get recognized and looked at more in positions they might not be in before. So, yeah, there's a lot going to be happening in this camp. I imagine. He hasn't really talked to me too in-depth about it, but I think, you know, I'll start camp at center. And, you know, I don't really, even really know what the line combinations are going to be heading into tomorrow or the first game. So we'll see.
How many games would you like to get in? Is there more or less for you at this point in your career where you know kind of what to expect, what you need to do going into a regular season?
Yeah, I think it takes me, I feel like, a bit longer to get going. So yeah, it'd be nice to get at least 3 or 4, and I think I played 4 last year, so I think, yeah, 3 or 4 would be perfect.
Is there any more when you, I mean, potentially have obviously two different line mates and wanting to develop maybe some chemistry or
feeling out process? Yeah, that's kind of why I like playing a bit more too, just you don't really know who you're going to start the season with and who you're going to be playing with in camp. And, you know, with those guys gone right now, you know, the line that you play with all camp long and maybe even a couple games might not be the line that, you know, you're with for the majority of the season. So we'll see.
Blake's talked the last couple of days, pardon me, about personal toll last season took on him. How much can you identify with that?
Yeah, you know, I think it weighs a bit heavier on him. You know, I think, you know, he wears his heart on his sleeve and everyone knows that. And, you know, he's one of those guys that leaves it all out there every night and every practice. And, you know, he takes a lot of the responsibility for what happens on the ice. And, yeah, I totally get how you can, you know, you take that stuff home with you and you try to leave it at the rink and be professional. But, yeah, it's a lot of pressure for him wearing that C and, you know, playing in this city, a lot of expectations, especially last year. So totally understand where he's coming from.
Looking back at last year, I mean, if you did much reflecting over the summer or how you do look back on a season, but have you come to any conclusions as to why you guys never really got the kind of traction that this lineup expected?
Not really. Yeah, it's one of those summers where you're just thinking about what you could have done differently or what the team could have done. The biggest thing that I think hurt us is the way we went into the playoffs. You know, we were struggling with our confidence to get wins, weren't playing our best hockey. So you come to the playoffs and you want to be feeling good, and we weren't necessarily there. And we were playing a team that was complete opposite. I mean, they were on fire since, you know, Christmas, and, you know, one of the hottest teams in the NHL, feeling confident. And, you know, look where that got them.
A year ago at this time, a lot of our questions were framed against the conference finals and all those expectations, and you guys as veterans almost had to kind of calm us down a little bit and talk about how hard it is to get that far. At this season, do you have to lift anybody's expectations or make a point of telling people that things are pretty good?
No, I don't think we have to, like, explain, you know, what our expectations are to anyone. I mean, yeah, the fans in the city want to see us, you know, win the Stanley Cup and do well, but we have our own expectations, and I promise you they're higher than anyone's. So we know we have a good team in there. It's just a matter of, you know, putting everything together, and it's a long season and a long grind, and the playoffs is a different animal. So, yeah, I think you honestly can't look too far ahead right now. We got a lot of stuff going on with our team, and we got to be focused for training camp, you know, not thinking about the playoffs.
You've been through a few contracts yourself. What would you say to Patrick and Kyle?
I've never been through, I mean, things are a bit different now. I haven't been through what they're going through. There's not much I can say. Obviously they're two of the most important players, you know, on our team that we need back right now, and you want to see everything done quickly, but you get that that's part of the game now. It's part of the business. So you just hope that it gets worked out sooner rather than later.
Brian, Nikolaj Ehlers said that he watched all his game film in the summer and felt the need for it. Did you see him pressing it all last season?
It's a lot of time. Not playing video games anymore?
Sorry, what was the question?
Did you see him pressing it all last season?
Yeah, I mean, when you have a year like that and everyone's kind of disappointed at the end of the year, you look for answers and you're trying to find, ways to not make those same mistakes again. And, you know, he's a guy that cares a lot and that wants to be better every day. And I could totally see him, you know, sitting down watching games all summer long and studying it. You know, he doesn't get talked about a lot, but he loves to watch hockey, and he's definitely one of those kids that's a student of the game and likes to learn. So, that's pretty cool to hear that. And, you know, it shows how much he cares and wants to get better.
How about you? At this stage of your career, where do you think you fit into this lineup?
I don't know. That was kind of the big question the last year or two, especially come playoff time and deadline time. We're acquiring centers. It's tough right now. I'm just going out there and playing. I'm not really thinking about where I fit in. You know, I'm just going to kind of go back to basics and, you know, try to earn my ice time and earn my playing time. And whoever I'm with, I'm going to try my best to make it work and try to find chemistry with someone. So, usually I've gone with the attitude of wherever he wants me to play or whatever role he wants me to play. That's what I'm happy to do if it's going to help the team.
You worry about that less than you used to, probably?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely, everyone wants to play a lot and score goals and get points and win games and stuff. But, you know, I realize now that, you got to make sacrifices sometimes. And if playing here or playing there is going to make our team better, then I'm all for it.